It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice.
I'm Doug Steffen, the helpful Harry of radio broadcasters.
On this good day.
This is a good day program on Friday, 7 after the hour. If you had a friend who talked to you like you sometimes talk to yourself, would you continue to hang around with that person?
That's a good question.
Huh? If you had a friend who talked to you like you sometimes talk to yourself, would you continue to hang around with that person? May we explore that a little bit with Michael McMaster, who is one of our frequent contributors, sort of a life coach, if you will. Michael, welcome back to Good Day. Always nice to have you up bright and early and full of vim, vigor, and vitality, right?
Bright and early, yes. It's 5 o'clock here and it's dark.
Yeah, it'll be light, though, sooner or later. That's the good thing. There's always light.
Just keep waiting.
The darkness, there is always light. That's something
right.
that is hard for some people as they contemplate. There are always those among us, and I don't mean this to be a downer, but there are those among us who do contemplate the end of this life and wonder about the afterlife. When people come to you and ask you for help with those things, because Michael has questions from people about pretty much everything you can encounter in life. So what do you tell them about the limitations of the earthly body and what happens after? There are those who believe that you create your own afterlife. What do you tell people about about the reality of you and where you are now and where you may be tomorrow? Because life changes every second, every minute, every hour, every day.
Okay, let me talk a little bit about the afterlife, because that's a fascinating subject. Some people have had the experience of somebody who has died communicating with them after they have died.
Yes.
Like some people have seen their grandmother or their father or their uncle come back to them. And for a lot of people, that gives a lot of comfort to know that there's actually something there in the afterlife. I believe that to be true. I believe in reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the reason why we have people who are brilliant at certain things is because they have done that in previous lifetimes. So if you have somebody who's a brilliant pianist or a brilliant scientist, they've actually practiced that in previous lifetimes and they've brought that talent forward.
Now, hold on just for a second here. Let's explore this for a moment, if we may.
Sure.
I have never thought about it this way, but everybody think about it this way. Let's think about Mozart, who started at the age of 4 composing brilliant musical composition. Brilliant at 4 or 5 years old. So what you're saying, and might it not make sense, how can you prove otherwise, that Mozart in a previous life was a very accomplished musician, composer, and so he came back into the life to continue that work, and he started it at an age when he wasn't corrupted, if you will, by conventional wisdom, because he already had the wisdom from a previous life. That's a fascinating thought, isn't it?
This is exactly how it works, and this, when people come and ask me, you know, well, what is my purpose in life, which is a question that so many people have, I tell them it's usually a continuation of what you were doing before.
Hmm.
And it's because you want to continue it. Like I tell people, if I was to play piano for 90 years and I was to die and I come back in my next lifetime, you know, I'm not going to crawl towards hammer and nails and pots and pans. I'm going to crawl towards something that has music involved in it.
All right, let me think this through for a second, if I may. Just using my own example, the first thing I did as a child was shovel manure. I worked on the farm, and my first real accomplishment was shoveling the gutters out behind the cow
stall. And look where you are now.
Yeah.
Shoveling manure.
Shoveling away.
Okay, so I guess your theory works then. Yeah.
When you talk to people, it's so interesting because that's what actually happens. And it does make a lot of logical sense. I mean, there are other beliefs out there in other religions that tell you other things, but people, they continue on. It's the same with relationships. Let me say something about that. You can come across people where you feel very comfortable with them and you can't understand why, and other people you have no feeling about at all.
Mm.
It's because the people you feel very comfortable with, you've spent time with in a previous lifetime. Mm. You know them already.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. I mean, I could go on for hours about this.
But let's stop right there for a second, because that's another intriguing area. Michael McMaster is with us. He is a personal coach and the author of Much to Think About, and has some great CDs that will help you in your belief systems build up what may be weak links to your reality. So here we are talking about the afterlife and then talking about our lives. And what you've heard me say this, Richie, any number of times. When you meet somebody that you are instantly attracted to, in some way, shape, or form. Now, you and I, Michael, have gone back and forth talking about various women who are around, just because I'm curious as to whether, again, I know these people. But I know that we've talked about it directly, but is that the attraction? Richie, you've known Janet before. Jennifer? I don't know. I can't fill in
my
the blanks.
My cat and here. I
yeah,
go way right. back.
Yeah. But
I can tell you something about animals as well that you'll find very interesting as well. But let me say about relationships. That's why we're attracted to certain people and not other people. You know, some people we might come across and we absolutely cannot stand them.
Uh-huh.
And it's more than likely you've had some conflict with them before. We'll talk about, you know, in a previous lifetime as well.
Yeah.
But it all continues on. We just step out of one body and step into another body and continue on is what
wow.
we actually do.
Wow. Wow. I've often thought
in the same location.
Oh my, yes. Let me give you this quick story. I lived in Australia, and in Australia they had very English-style kind of houses. I come to America. I'd never seen a Mexican-style house or a house that was Spanish before. And I started to notice that when I started to walk into these houses that had dark wood floors and were Spanish-looking, I felt at home, and I could never figure out why. Then one day it occurred to me, I probably lived as a monk in one of these style houses or a mission or something like that in a previous lifetime. And so when I figured it out, I realized, yes, and it was in a country, maybe it was Mexico or some other place. This is why some people can go to a country that they were not born in and feel completely at home because they've lived there before.
England.
All connected.
That's the way I feel about England. Absolutely feel that way about England.
Well, you're probably chasing cows around in England at one time.
A bit easy thing to do, right.
I felt that way about prison.
Yeah, great. Michael McMaster is here. We're talking about your life, your connection to the life you had before. Is it all real? He says yes, and I believe him. 800-510-8255. What are you doing now, and how do you think that connects with your previous life? 14 after on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Wait your turn.
Thank you. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, and Michael McMaster, and you are talking about your past life or lives. How far back do you think you can go? There are a lot of people who get themselves, they go to hypnosis, they get Akashic readings, that sort of thing, to try to figure this out. Is there any way that you can figure how far back it goes, Michael?
Oh, thousands of years. Thousands of years. But the whatever you want to call it, the soul memory or the spirit memory,
yeah.
You know, you tap into the more recent ones. I mean, there's so much proof out there that this actually exists.
So then why is there so much resistance to it by some?
Let me throw one question out to you that which confuses me as to how this could be possible.
Okay.
What was the world population 100 years ago? How many people were walking this planet?
So the question is, where did the new souls come from? Yeah.
We don't really know what the actual population was. I mean, this gets...
We know that there are more people on the planet now than there were 100 years ago. Would we agree to that?
We'll agree to that.
Okay, so where do the new souls come from? Where are they?
New souls, though.
Okay, so the new, there are other, this is going to sound a little strange, but
no,
there
one.
Are other levels of consciousness or other levels of places where souls or spirits exist. Mm. This is one level, of reality that exists. There are others. So you can come here to this reality and say, I want to experience a physical reality, which is this reality, this Earth. So you come here. So I know the population thing is an argument, but we also exist in other places, or we can as well.
So where
the
did
other
they
planets
originate?
We talk about, Richie, where did we come from in the first place?
Where did they all, just like, are there new ones being made continuously, or were they all made at one point, and they're just always kind of circulating, in circulation now, like dollar bills?
Every soul, I don't call it a soul. A soul is what actually contains the memory of where you've been. The spirit is actually who you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing that's, you talking to me at the moment, and Doug and Jennifer, that spirit, you know, is you. All spirits were created at the same time. God created all spirits at the same time. And
so
the idea about being here on Earth is to explore and to have fun.
All right.
That's what my CDs are about.
We only have 30 seconds. There's a finite number of spirits out there. That's it. There's all there's going to be.
That's all there's going to be, right.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. All right. Check out Michael's Simple Wealth, Simple Miracles. I'd say this was in the Simple Miracle department. I understand
you're... No, there's actually a CD there that says Life, Death, and Beyond.
Really?
There's all the information in it, yeah.
Life, Death...
Death...
And beyond. All right, go to Michael K. McMaster or michael-mcmaster.com or go to DougStephan.com, see Michael's picture today in the contributors box. Click on that. That's how you get Life, Death, and Beyond, his CD. Very cool.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
All right, time for the music quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready, Freddy. Ready, Richie. Ready, Jenny. Ready,
hold on,
Dougie.
Here's my favorite. All right.
Here we go.
So keep it up.
I love that bass walk.
Yeah.
Quench my desire.
So on this date in 1973, this lady was married to this man.
Here it comes.
Your job is to identify the voices of these two singers. We like this lady a lot.
I like the song.
Real powerful song, great powerful presence.
And this guy, probably one of the best songwriters.
Yep. Actor.
Actor.
Producer. Singer.
Kind of early rock, not early rock, but mid-rock. Country.
All right, this is country.
This is country.
Yeah.
This guy.
Really good country, though.
800. This is not good country?
It's no Taylor Swift.
Country from the time when I was playing country music on the air. It was good country. 800-510-8255. This man married that lady on this date in 1973. Your job for a swell prize is to identify these two people. Easy enough to do. Seems simple enough, right? 800-510-8255.
Wow. That didn't
Fonda is in Albuquerque. Kiva listener. Hello, Fonda.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing good. Getting a little rain this morning. It's
are you
nice.
Sure you're doing good? What good things are you doing? Describe what you're doing.
I'm driving to work, and I'm thankful for a job.
All right. That's not necessary. If you're doing well, that means you're feeling well. If you're doing good, that means you're doing good things to the community. You're helping the world be a better place.
She's bright and chipper.
She is.
Yeah. I do that also. I have a son that's serving us in the military in the Air Force. He just made staff sergeant and is a flight engineer with the HA-60. So, we're doing a lot for the world. Absolutely.
Where is he stationed?
He's actually stationed out of Tucson, but he is here in Albuquerque until December. Gosh darn, how sad, doing some training. So, it's been great having him home.
Good
bill
that's good.
Doubled, but hey, that's all right.
That's okay. All right, so the two people that were there singing are?
Rita Coolidge and Kris Kristofferson.
Right. Now, what do you think about the two? When you think of the two of them, think of their music, what do you think? How has their music appealed to you or affected you?
I loved it when I was growing up. I mean, I had her album, and I just... Kris Kristofferson, what can you say? The guy's great.
Right.
He's just great,
Would you like to hang around with him?
You know what? I'd love to.
Really, anybody object to that?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. Has been married almost 25 years. He'd be willing to give me up for a few days, I'm sure.
Okay. You know, there's a, Carter, I'm going to, you win the prize, but I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
There's a discussion, you just mentioned your son was in the Air Force, and there are a lot of people who want to discuss the pros and cons of us being in Afghanistan and in
time
Iraq.
To get out.
Yeah, yeah, it is time
to get out.
Yeah, but that's
he,
not...
He will tell you the same thing.
Yeah, most of the people in the service will tell you that. So here's the latest controversy, though. Because of the budget problems that we are having in our country, the president and members of our elite inner circle, supposedly, that are running things, are looking at changing a number of things, including the pension for those who are in the military, because they say, some say, it is too generous. So here's the scenario.
Really?
Let's say your son went in at 18, he gets out at 38, he's in 20 years and he gets half of his salary for the rest of his life. Is that okay? And I would ask that of everybody, 800-510-8255. What do you think is right here?
That's absolutely wrong. You know, we pay our Congress who doesn't lay their life on the line, whether we're, you know, they're, yes, and I hear the argument, he volunteered. Absolutely he volunteered, but what a thing to volunteer for. They volunteered to serve Congress also.
All right, but do you think, is that enough? Not enough? What do you...
Not enough.
Not enough.
No, they, no, absolutely not. Absolutely
what
not.
What is your son making as a sergeant in the Air Force?
He brings home about $1,100 every 2 weeks.
Okay, so he'd get $1,100 a month for the rest of his life, and he could go on to other things. What I object to, Frank, you've heard me say this many times before, I'm bothered by the fact that a lot of these men and women are coming back with physical and emotional ailments that are not being dealt with by those who are in charge. So I will ask this. So hold on just a second. We're going to take good care of you. Thank you for the call. We'll send you, I think, some of our e-food or a Doug Steffen thing, whatever it is that you'd like. In the meantime, I want to talk about this a little bit. 800-510-8255. The very notion that the Pentagon has ordered a study to see if there is a way to cut the retirement for those who are in uniform after 20 years, cut the amount you are paid. What do you think of that if you're in the military? 800-510-TALKS, 28 after on Good Day.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars in all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And me at 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the off. This is from the off. This is from the, I guess, loser of the day department. The man in Pennsylvania who picked up more than he bargained for at a yard sale this week. A chief of police in Duncansville, Pennsylvania, says that a small snake. Bit Donald Forshee on his leg yesterday as he and his girlfriend were driving home from a yard sale.
Said the snake would freak me out.
Slithered into a milk crate containing items the couple had purchased.
Cool.
They bailed out of the car.
They bailed out of the car? Moving?
The snake was crawling around. They didn't know they had the snake. It was in something they bought. So it got out in the car, was crawling around the car. And so they screamed, they, you know, just over to the side of the road, jumped out of the car, called the 911. The snake left the doors of the car open, and the snake came out of the car, jumped out of the car and went someplace else. He's okay. It was not apparently a...
The snake or the guy?
Well, garter snakes don't have any... Right. Yeah, that's what you have in Pennsylvania. No, I don't,
I'm shocked it even bit him.
Yeah, poisonous snakes. Hey, how'd you like to have that, though, in your car? You're driving along the highway at 70 miles an hour and a snake crawls up.
You ever see people trying to swat a bee while they're driving down the road?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dangerous stuff. Okay. So we identified Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge as our couple of the day, 25 before the hour. We're now talking about something that I think has lots of merit. That is a discussion because, as you are hearing today, the federal government has put everybody on notice who's in the federal government. The budgets are going to be cut 5 to 10% by order of the President of the United States. You must cut your budget. Okay, so anyway, what does that mean and what does it entail? Well, one of the things they're looking at, and it's, leave it to these guys who, again, probably among them, there are about three guys. If there are 300 people having this discussion in the advisory role of the White House, three of them have been in the service. So they come at this from, and I apologize for being somewhat political, but I did. It isn't about politics. It's just about, hello, has anybody there got any common sense? Have you got any, have you got the brains you were born with? Who thinks it makes any sense? Who there doesn't think through, we're going to get a couple of buses for the president? Who in the world doesn't think it through far enough. How far do you have to go to make sure you get a bus that's made in America?
Right.
I mean, how far do you have to think in order to figure that out? Okay, so anyway, there are those who are looking at military pensions as part of this, suggesting that they are, quote-unquote, too generous. The retired general who's looking at this is Gordon Sullivan, Army Chief of Staff in the 1990s, heads up the Educational Group Association of the United States Army. The Defense Department has put out a statement this week stressing that it is only a proposal. Right, of course! It's not really going to happen. It's just we're just kind of floating it to see. Well, what do you think the people in the military are going to say? Yeah, sir, this is a great idea. We're good Americans, and we think you should cut the budget of those who have served you and you've screwed 85 ways from Sunday with not treating us for medical problems and psychological problems that you created by sending us to these stupid places and these stupid wars anyway. But we volunteered, so we knew what we were getting into. Right. You talk to an 18-year-old who's just been through the course with a military recruiter. You think that guy's going to, at the end of his stay, he's going to have a Cadillac Escalade waiting in his driveway. That's the kind of stuff these people are promised. These guys, well, we'll pay for your education. Yeah, that happens most of the time.
Well, my nephew got out of the Marines, did 7 years in the Marines, three tours in
okay?
Iraq. He gets health insurance for life and his college that he's going through
right
now is being paid for.
Is that the deal? Is that an okay
deal?
That's
the deal he made. That's why he went in. He went in.
Okay, but the question here among all of us, for those who are in this, I never was in the service, came pretty close. Would have gone if I'd had to.
I had a recruiter lie to me, which is why I didn't go.
Yeah.
What did they lie to you about?
Said he's going to get a girl as soon as he went in.
I wanted to be a pilot. Exactly.
You're
going to
be a pilot? You're blind. You couldn't see anything.
Exactly.
What are you You're going to be a pilot?
Duh.
And they promised,
oh my God. You know, how close to being a pilot could I get? And they were like, oh, yeah, no, well, we wouldn't train you, but here's what we will do. We'll pay for you to take lessons outside, which then after you get your your pilot's license.
You go to Joe's Country Time Lemonade and Flight Training School.
Pretty much, whatever, wherever you want to go. And then after you get your pilot's license, then we could get you into a program within the military once you become a pilot.
All right, so the new, here's the new plan. This is the plan being floated. Members of the military who retire before 20 years will get nothing. Those who work 20 years get pensions worth 50% of what they get now, 50%. That is, they get half of what they're getting now. Let's see here. You go, the amount ramps up to 87% if you're in 35 years. That means 83% of those who are in uniform now do not get a pension, even if you serve for 15 years with the new plan. They're floating this, right?
What is it now? Is it 15 years before you get a pension now?
Yeah. A grateful nation screws its members of the armed forces. Nice. This is a good deal, huh? Lou, you in the service?
Yes, I was.
Now, what do you think of this idea?
Well, I think I got to clarify something. I think right now you only get a pension if you're 20 years right now. Sometimes they have an early out program where they let a lot of people retire early, depending on your MRI.
Yeah, you get a pension in 20 years, but you get other benefits. Richie was just talking about his nephew who gets medical for the rest of his life.
You get health insurance for you and your immediate family.
So what did how long did you spend?
Education.
Lou, how long were you in?
Well, I served 10 years of active duty, and then I spent the rest of the time in reserves. I am a retired reservist.
Okay, what do you get for your trouble?
I get when I turn 60, I'll get the pension plan that you're talking about when I turn 60.
You get 50% of what you get in the Guards?
Yes.
What do you get from the Guards now?
Well, roughly, probably when I retire, I haven't reached age 60, probably about $1,500.
A month?
Right. Uh-huh. And plus medical, which is now, that's where a lot of problem is medical is going away.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You're covering more and more of that.
Well, you're going to have Obamacare. Wait a minute, Lou, you'll be fine. You'll be in Fat City. You'll have Obamacare. You'll be fine. Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's perfect.
I haven't drank the Kool-Aid yet.
Okay, good. Neither have I.
I haven't drank the Kool-Aid.
I need to drink the water. All right, so thumbs up or thumbs down on this program, this idea?
I think it's thumbs down because, let me tell you what, when I joined the Navy in 1983, it wasn't a choice. You know, the economic situation was a little bit different. There was a lot. If you didn't have money for college, you know, where else could you go? I went in the military.
Right.
It was one of the best moves I ever made. So it's not really a choice, but I think anybody who goes and serves as a stand-up person that you should take care of them, especially if you do 20 years?
Yeah.
I think there's no reason. They should just leave it the way
we got a hell of a lot of money we're wasting on a lot of other stuff, including what the contractors, the military industrial complex contractors made in profits last year and for building stuff for wars that we ought not to be in the first place. So, hello. Let's wake up a little. Lou, thank you for your call. Lucretia is in Orlando. Hi, Lucretia.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, ma'am. How are you?
Very good.
All right. So what do you think of this idea that's being floated suggesting military pensions that are around now are too generous and they ought to be cut to save us money? What do you think?
Well, I think it's ludicrous. We should praise the ground that
are
these
men
and women
walk on. Are you in the military?
I am not. I have never served my country. Uh-huh. No.
Well, you may have served it, but not in this way. What? So in your family, do you have people who have been in?
Well, I have a father that was in World War II, the beaches of Normandy, and I have a husband that served in Vietnam.
Right.
He volunteered. He enlisted.
Yeah.
And he served for 2 years as a door gunner. Right in the thick of things.
Oof.
And when he left, went into regular all-American life, raising four children and working, and has no benefits and will not have any benefits. Well, I shouldn't say no benefits. You can go to a VA hospital if there's one close by if he doesn't make too much money.
Yeah. Well, see, that's it. Here's what they are saying. A retiree could get what the last gentleman gets, $1,500 a month in pension pay, and have a second career earning $50,000 or $60,000 a year. So what? Why is that their business? It's not their damn business whether you're.
I think that's the opportunity for any American that's living and breathing today.
Right. So we're going to give you the American dream, the opportunity to make a regular living for the courtesy of having served. How is it these? I guarantee you that anybody who's on the side, is coming down on the side of these pensions being too generous, never, ever put a uniform on. Never.
Well, even if they did, that's to each his own. But I think that if you're serving your country in a political capacity, you have to look at those that are protecting you and giving you the freedoms to do that.
Yeah.
To live your choice.
Yeah.
Another opportunity that no one here is talking about is the families of these military people. I don't know if you move every 2, 3, or 4 years or what that would do to your family if you had to.
I moved across the street, and that's as far as I've moved.
And how traumatic was that? These families do this regularly.
Her kids are going to go to a different school this year. They had to move 4 miles away because the house they were renting is going to be for sale. The husband's deployed in Afghanistan or in the Middle East, and they had to move. The wife broke her arm. They had to move. It's amazing what the families go through. It sure is.
And it's constant. It is constant.
Yeah, and the kids just roll with it. The kids are like, okay.
All right, let me get one more quick call in here. Lucretia, thank you for your enthusiasm and your energy. I appreciate the call. Chris, make it quick. North Carolina, what do you think of this plan?
Bad plan. Retired from the Air Force for 22 years, 10 months. And it's not necessarily 50% of what you make. When I retired, it was the average of the last three years. I got 50% of that.
Yeah, what does that amount to?
I retired a senior NCO, so... I have a lot of things taken out of my retirement, but it pays my house basically about $1,100.
Okay,
but put money into IRAs
and
insurance.
Yeah, listen, you don't owe me an explanation. You should get it. What do we do now? What do you do for a living now?
I'm a teacher, so I'm not making that $50,000 to $60,000 that these guys are saying.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Everybody who said what I was thinking. Another outrage cast at those. Why the hell would anybody volunteer unless you didn't know what you're getting into is the question.
Because a general does make a lot of money. When he gets out, he probably thinks, oh, sure, they can do with less. Well, he probably can, but the rest of us, maybe not so much.
Yeah. He needs to go back when he was putting his boots on instead of having somebody else booting him. All right. Thank you, Chris. Food for thought. Dr. Ken Crona, speaking of food for thought, from the military to the medical world. We visit that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Perhaps you'd like to join us on the weekends. We do 2 hours of live Q&A, East Coast time, 6 a.m. on Saturday. For those of you who would like to listen and participate, if you can't listen then, you can certainly download it because those hours are available, as are all other hours of every day of every Doug Stephan Good Day program. Just below the listen box, you'll see the info at DougStephan.com. Okay. So now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, Dr. Ken is here with the 10 signs you are depressed but do not know it.
Doug, depression is
wait
so common.
And just wait. Right. Hold okay. on. What do you think? I just introduced this.
Number 10.
Here we go.
Doug, depression is so common, and I want to get to it early so we can cure it faster. Number one is you're overconfident and fearless.
Number two.
You've gone from one drink with dinner to three before appetizers.
Number three.
You're obsessed with achievement in bed.
Number four.
Conflicts.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah.
We can't let that one go.
Every man I know is depressed.
You're depressed.
Sounds like Rich has got all of these.
If, yeah. If you are achieving things in bed, you're depressed. What's that? What kind of a deal
you're
is
you're obsessed with achievement in bed. You know, not with your partner.
Oh, okay. Bad
yeah.
lover. Okay.
Again.
That's
all
a
right.
sign of just
number
every guy.
Five.
I know must be depressed. Yeah, go ahead.
Conflicts quickly escalate into fights.
Number six.
You feel nothing.
Number seven.
You can't stop socializing.
Number eight.
You can't concentrate.
Number nine.
You have trouble accepting praise or goodwill.
Number ten.
You work harder, not smarter.
I've got 7 out of 10 of these.
Yeah, I must be depressed.
There you go, boy.
Last one.
Welcome to the party.
Oh, wait a minute. No,
number 10.
You laugh and cry at times that don't call for it.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm
did you hear yesterday's
depressed.
Show? I did both.
Oh, my God. All right, so those are the 10 signs you're depressed. Mostly we're talking about men there, though. It didn't seem there were women. Was this for men or was this for
this
women?
For all of us.
So you know what's funny is you automatically think that that was about men just because there was
well, the
thing in there
thing.
About performance in bed.
Right.
We worry about that too, sir.
You do.
You do?
Really?
Well, I'm always good, so I don't have to worry. But a lot of my girlfriends.
I need to find more of those girls to hang around with.
What they're yeah. also talking about is trading serial monogamy for seducing any partner that will have you.
Really? What's wrong with that?
There's a good chance you're trying to keep depression at bay.
Really?
Because it makes you feel better. About
right,
it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It makes
yeah.
you feel better.
I don't go there.
No. I would never
my do wife that. Will have me. That's about it.
Right. How would you never see me do anything like that?
Yeah, never.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Only on Monday through Friday and Saturday, Sunday.
How about some potassium?
Right, we haven't got time. Potassium,
it's
potassium
good for
you. Rich diet is yeah. good for you.
Lower
it's
your risk of stroke.
51 after on Good Day.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Popped up. Your favorite.
You have to listen to the whole thing. May not be much time for Chucker today. Crank this up, Richie. Eric Idle here. This is so wonderful. My God.
You must always face the curtain with a bang.
La la la.
Forget about your seat. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy it. It's your last chance and it
Always look on the bright side of life. That's only because I can't whistle, I do this.
Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of when you look at it. Life's a laugh, but death's a joke, it's true.
Chucker, I have the funniest memories. He was in the studio with me in Los Angeles, four years ago.
Yeah.
I tried to get him to stay clean. And we couldn't. He was going to sing. He was the funniest bugger.
It's Eric Idle from Monty Python, and he's hysterical.
Oh, my God. There's nothing
about everything, every little song that he played for Doug, Doug would say, sing a song about this, and everything, every song was dirty, and I had to bleep him. But it was, hysterical.
Very funny. Wonderful stuff. The reason we're playing this is because The Life of Brian was released during this week in 1979, as was this song. It's just a wonderful tribute to having fun, being foolish. Why not? We need more of that.
And the power of a positive attitude.
Yep, exactly. Every time I hear that, Chucker, I have tears in my eyes, as I do right now. It's absolutely just terrific stuff. 55 past the hour, as is Chuck Curry. He's a gem. We're happy to have him here on the Good Day program with his movie moments. We do the, let's see, we got time. Richie, what do you have for needs there? Have I got time for the contest? Actually, we got to do never mind the spots. We got to do this.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, this is too good. This is the number one movie, and we've done this one before, but it is another perfect, just perfect, perfect
just
example.
A happy one for you.
A perfect, fun movie with one of the great fun guys in movies. This was number one during this week in 1990. Here's the first clue.
You know, it's dangerous for you to be here in the frozen food section.
Why is that?
Because you could melt all this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God, what great lines in this. All right, you know what it is already, Chucker?
I know it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. 800-510-8255. Swell prize, e-food, or Doug Steffen paraphernalia. You choose. If you've never won a Movie Moments before, here's the second clip.
I just want you to keep your nose clean. Capisce?
You trying to say capisce?
Yeah.
Well, don't do it, because it hurts my ears when you do it.
Yeah. Funny.
You know what's funny about that film? I remember going to see it. That movie was not screened in advance for critics because the studio, for whatever reason, thought they had a bomb on their hands.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Great. He was wonderful in that role. All right, here's the last clip.
Probable cause. Thomas Jefferson put that in the Constitution.
He didn't put it in for you.
Yes, he did. I'm exactly the guy he put it in for. I'm the worst case scenario of Thomas Jefferson's dreams.
All right. I still have tears in my eyes thinking about that. So I'm off to a good start here, Chuck.
Yeah.
All right. So, Richie, you want 30 seconds?
No, you can go ahead.
All right. So, Chucker, we have a number of movies coming out this weekend. Any of them any good?
Four movies opened up. The remake of the 1985 movie Fright Night opens in theaters nationwide. I thought the original in 85 was one of the best fun horror movies of the 1980s. And Chris Sarandon, who starred in the original film, was, in my opinion, the best vampire of all time. Colin Farrell takes over for his role. Also opening, Doug, is a remake of Conan the Barbarian. That film cost $85 million. I don't see where the audience is going to be.
What One a day, disgrace.
A independent, sort of a romantic independent film.
The guy who's playing Conan is the guy who's on Throne, what is it called, the HBO thing, King of Thrones or something?
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones.
He looks like any woman that he'd see would want to disrobe for him. But I saw
really?
A couple. Big guy. But he doesn't look. Well, he's not quite as big as Arnold was at the time. But he's plenty big.
Also opening is Spy Kids.
I'm gonna finish my
four. Story.
Thanks, Charlie.
Some bit in movie news. Ridley Scott announcing he will direct a follow up to his 1982 sci-fi film Blade Runner, which many regard as a classic. Harrison Ford though will not be involved. And Tony Scott's going to remake the Western, The Wild Bunch, in 1969, that was directed by Sam Peckinpah, one of the most violent Westerns
awful.
Of all time.
Awful. Can you imagine what they'll do with it now? They have license to be as violent. I mean, that was horrible. Just an I do remember seeing Ernest Borgnine and William Holden do some stuff in that movie. It was worse than Henry Fonda shooting the kid in that horrible movie that he was in about being a bad guy. I remember Frank, that character he played? I forget the name of the movie. Ugh. All right, Paul's in Blytheville, Arkansas. Paul, what's the name of that movie?
My Blue Heaven.
Starring?
Steve Martin and
Rick Moranis and Joan Cusack.
You.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, you get the prize. Hold on a second. Talk to you later, Chucker. Have a good weekend.